Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to my dear friend Daniel once again. The 15 Diseases of Leadership, according to Pope Francis. Today we are on the final, number 15. And it reads as such: lastly, the disease of extravagance and self-exhibition. This happens when a leader turns his or her service into power and uses that power for material gain or to acquire even greater power. This is the disease of persons who insatiably try to accumulate power and to this end are ready to slander, defame, and discredit others, who put themselves on display to show that they are more capable than others. This disease does great harm because it leads people to justify the use of any means whatsoever to attain their goal, often in the name of justice and transparency. Here I remember a leader who used to call journalists to tell and invent private and confidential matters involving his colleagues. The only thing he was concerned about was being able to see himself on the front page, since this made him feel powerful and glamorous while causing great harm to others and to the organization. That article, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to read it yet, was in the Harvard Business Review and written by Gary Hamel. It's a fantastic.
Hey, Johnny, are you there? Sounds like we're having some difficulties here, so I'm going to hang in there. Well, this is what happens when you have technical difficulties. So anyway, what he was talking about was, you know, people who really try to get ahead by defaming others. He was just reading that. I just can't imagine somebody calling a producer or a newsroom and saying, hey, I got some dirt on my colleagues and here's what it is, just to get themselves on the front page of a magazine or get them on the front page of whatever. It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable it could happen, but this is very destructive behavior. That does happen, and I know that Johnny and I both have known people who went to a large extent to actually make this happen. So,
Daniel, do I have you back on there?
You do. What happened?
Daniel, you back on there, my friend?
I'm here. Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
I have no idea where we went, my friend. I had technical difficulties on my end.
Yeah,
did I interrupt you?
No, I didn't know. Well, I didn't know if I was on or not. So I decided to pick up the ball and run, and then I just stopped and said, I don't even know if he's there. I hung up. So folks, listen. This is what happens when you have live radio. This is live radio. I'm in California. He's in Minnesota. And boy, talk about, you know, I always said, John, I got to tell this story since this happened. I mean, you got to roll with what happens when it comes to live radio. I was doing live radio once, and I was in a building, my office in downtown Long Beach, California, and my building was on fire. And because my building was on fire, everyone was supposed to exit the building, but I was doing a show. So I didn't want to hang up. I didn't want to quit the show. So finally, after I saw that there was another fire truck coming, I finally said, I got to go. I don't want to burn up in this building. And I left. So these things do happen. So please excuse our technical difficulties today, folks. And I hope you found it as humorous as we do.
You know what's terrible? I don't mind sharing this because we've got plenty to talk about today. What's terrible is my mic was still lit up. I was still connected, right? Guys, I'm not kidding you. You missed probably the best 3 to 5 minutes I've ever given on any radio show in my life. And the only one that heard it was myself, and I'm the only one in my office. So I hate to let you all down. So actually, as I was saying, we talk about today's show, Daniel. I'm not sure where I get cut off, but I'll give you the abbreviated version. But this fantastic article written in the Harvard Business Review by Gary Hamel focuses on the final disease, which is the disease of extravagance and self-exhibition. And what it really comes down to is turns your service into power and uses that power for material gain or to acquire even greater power. It's the disease of persons insatiably accumulate power and tend to slander, shame, and discredit others who put themselves on a display to show that they're more capable of than others. It goes on to continue talking a little bit more about, you know, they defy any means whatsoever to get ahead, whether it's...
Uh-oh. Are we having technical difficulties again? All right, folks, I'm not sure if we're live on the radio
right now.
It's
a live in business, sad as it is, and I can tell you firsthand, I've seen it. I don't want to say that I've experienced it, but I can tell you that I've seen it firsthand. And quite frankly, it's heartbreaking, especially in a world where we need to, you know, our primary mission is to take care of each other, prop each other up, hold each other up, and if and when someone comes along some bumpy or difficult roads in life, it's not to take advantage of it to make yourself look better, but it's to keep it as quiet as possible and help those folks behind the scene as much as you possibly can. But Daniel, I know you've seen it firsthand. I mean, it's just, it's fascinating when they call this disease. To me, it's just, and I realize that when you get caught into it, and I guess it's tough because you can take any average Joe, everybody, put him in divine, and you know, start at the entry-level position in any organization or even on mid-level management, and it's truly a disease because it seems like the higher you climb that corporate ladder infrastructure, the more susceptible you are to this type of, you know, ickiness.
Behavior.
I mean, would you agree?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, I read this disease and,
Daniel?
And you kind of were – yeah, I'm here.
Did I lose you there?
Hello? No, I'm here. Hello? Hello, hello,
well,
hello.
I think
– can you hear me?
Well, hello, everyone. It seems that we're having some technical difficulties today that Daniel and I and our team can't seem to quite get our arms around. So first of all, on behalf of Daniel and myself, please accept our apologies. What we are going to do, however, is we are going to re-record this episode and post it to Blog Talk Radio, and we will share that with you through our various social sites, and you will be able to access it on our blogtalkradio.com. Specific blog or podcast page. So our sincerest apologies, and we look forward to connecting with you again next Thursday, and we look forward to and we thank you for your ongoing support and participation. Have a wonderful week, and God bless.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.